Parenting Moments on Shine FM each week, every Wednesday, actually, with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, dare I say, we're racing through the year already. We're into February.
It's true, and we are on to tip number 7 and 8 of 13 things that mentally strong families do not do.
Okay, so, take it away.
Number 7, they don't dwell on the past. Mentally strong families don't waste time dwelling on the past and wishing things could be different. They acknowledge the past and can say what they've learned from it instead. However, they don't constantly relive bad experiences or fantasize about the glory days. Instead, they live for the present and plan for the future. So again, author and social worker Amy Morin reminds us what's helpful. Reflect on the past enough that you can learn from it. That's what we do in therapy. Move forward in your life, even when it may be painful to do so. Actively work through grief so you can focus on the present and plan for the future. And here's what's not helpful. Always good reminders, trying to pretend the past didn't happen, trying to prevent yourself from moving forward in life or focusing on what you've lost in life without actually being able to live in the present.
Good info there.
Number 8, mentally strong families don't make the same mistakes over and over and over, Mike. So, how do we avoid that one? By accepting responsibility for behavior and learning from our past mistakes. Mentally strong families don't keep repeating those mistakes over and over. Instead, they move on and make better decisions in the future. And we can model this to our kids through healthy repair cycles. There are usually many different ways to solve a particular problem. If your current method hasn't been successful, be open to trying something new. Learning from each other and learning from our mistakes requires self-awareness and a big dose of humility. But it can be one of the biggest keys to helping each of your family members reach their full potential. So Amy Morin tells us what's helpful. Acknowledge your personal responsibility when you make mistakes. Create a written plan to prevent repeating the same mistake. Identify your triggers and the warning signs of your old behavior patterns. And what's not helpful is making excuses or refusing to examine your role in an outcome or conflict. Responding impulsively without thinking about alternatives. And what isn't helpful is assuming you can always resist temptation or deciding you're doomed to keep repeating your mistakes.
Thank you very much. So they don't dwell on the past, and they don't make the same mistakes over and over. Tip 7 and 8 as we continue through the month to get to 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Thank you, Kimberly.
My pleasure.
EckertCenter.com. Lots of info there, but Kimberly knows the info too. What's going on at Eckert Center?
Well, we have services available both in North Calgary and South Calgary and online for all Albertans. And we provide counseling services for all ages, assessment services for students, and we have educational intervention services for those with learning disabilities, ADHD, and autism spectrum. And we write blogs. You can read them at our website. And you can re-listen to Mike and I for our full podcast. Just click the podcast tab at the top right of our website.
EckertCenter.com. Thank you very much, Kimberly. And thank you, by the way, for blessing somebody each week with a free initial visit. I know a lot of Shine family members have enjoyed that initial visit over the years, and you're going to continue doing that. We're doing it through our website now, shinefm.com. Contest page there, you'll find all the details on how you can enter each week for that free initial visit with a member of the Eckert Center team. Thanks for that, Kimberly.
My pleasure.
And thank you for the topic. We'll chat with you again next Wednesday. Have a great day.
You as well, Mike.